Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Glad
welcome,
to have you
welcome,
with us, Fred.
Welcome, Michael.
What you
Horn.
Doing there? You like working
I'm,
on your
I'm,
glasses?
I'm, my glasses have got, looks as though I gave my glasses to a raccoon.
Rocky raccoon.
You know.
It's good.
And so I'm cleaning them, and I'll be right there with you.
All right, we'll just wait. Let's take our time here for a second.
I don't think.
Yes. Fred can't see anything at this time, so.
Well, no, it doesn't make any difference.
I'll put my shirt back on
and my pants.
It doesn't
matter. This show doesn't make any difference if you can read or not.
That's right. The radio listeners don't care. This is good. As long as you can read what's going on. We got a lot to talk about. We got football. It's midway. Can you believe midway in the baseball season? We're going to take a look at all the teams and who's been doing well and maybe who hasn't been doing well.
Is anybody over in baseball gambling?
No, football. We're going to talk about football. 2 weeks in a row we'll be talking about gambling and football. That seems to be out of control here recently. You're going to talk a little bit about last week we have our big weekly show here, and we didn't get a chance to talk about Major League Baseball.
We didn't.
the leader, our great leader, Rob Manfred, who really stuck his foot in it again. You know, is he like marketing with the Dodgers where they're doing some special promotions? I don't know. Manfred's kind of crazy. Instead of just leaving it alone, he's still talking about the Astros cheating in the World Series and making himself look like an idiot. We'll tell you all about it here on the show. It's a pet peeve of yours. You're going to start talking about Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros.
I'm going to start yelling about Jim Crane.
I know. Just calm down.
I'm going to send a station wagon to Houston to pick him up.
It's going to be something going on. Yeah, so welcome. Hope you're all doing great. Don't forget, you can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. F-R-E-D. There's your Fred. D-R-Y-E-R. There's your Dreyer. crntalk.com. TALK.com.
And I also want to make sure that we are go on notice. I'm sick and tired of having these dopey gamblers in the National Football League having full responsibility.
Well, we'll talk about that. Stay with us here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase energy, memory, sleep, and it helps unlock your immune system. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. So go ahead, eat that pepperoni pizza without heartburn. And now you can try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. Free shipping, a money-back guarantee, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. Try Balance 7, 800-793-9039, code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039, code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are back here in our sports lounge. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show. Gentleman there from Marymount University. The one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We call him Sultan, Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter.
63 years ago.
63 years ago you got that sweatshirt? As soon as I mention it, you're grabbing it and displaying it.
Well, this was a Marymount and Palos Verdes here on the West Coast.
This was, did anybody in your family go there?
My daughter.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, she went there.
That's great.
Not for long, though.
What does that mean?
No, it's a crazy school.
It is, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Teachers smoking pot, you know, what the
heck? Well, what the heck? It's kind of the thing now.
What are you
going
to do? I don't know what to do.
We're coming to you on Sirius XM. We're coming to you on radio stations, Sports Byline Radio Network, CRN Radio Network, Flagship 790 KABC. Don't forget, as I mentioned before, email Fred Dreyer your questions.
The
email bags are waiting to be loaded up. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred is easy, F-R-E-D. There's your dry, E-R, there's your Put it together, it's your dryer at... The Competition Radio Network, CRN, Talk, TALK.com.
I'm thinking about getting a pet hamster to deliver the mail out to the front so the guy does not walk by the front door and not pick up the bags of mail that are left by you great people for this show.
Telling you, we got at CRN at the Broadcast Center, we have a pet squirrel that Robert Kennedy came on some shows here and was feeding nuts. I think one of them was Joe Biden. I don't want to get political. Yeah. But he was feeding nuts to the pet squirrel. And we have a squirrel out there. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, Tony.
Tony, the pet squirrel, likes to hang out by your vehicle.
Yeah.
It's good. Okay, and check the left tire.
Well, you got to be careful because those squirrels will hop up in your wheel well.
Well, get careful.
And go for a ride.
He left you something on your left rear tire. Okay, so we got Katrina out there saying hello. We got Bruce there. Katrina says she likes watching us. You know, we should mention we're on crntalk.com on TV. We're on Roku. We're on Facebook Live. You name it, we're there. Rachel's saying hello, Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer. How you doing? We are great today. Thank you for the interesting news there. Nebraskans are listening to us. We got, we got Lee's listening to you from Cleveland. And by the way, that's his way to say it. Cleveland, Ohio.
Is that
former
right?
Home of the Cleveland Indians. Now they're the Guardians. For those of you that don't know, Pleasantville, New York. John is checking in. Glad to have John tuned in there. Boy, there's a lot of activity here today. Must be 4th of July weekend coming
It's heating up.
Yeah, it must be going on over there. Let's see. Hoping to have a fantastic week. We have Lori from Crazy. She's a Crazy Iowa girl, and she's going to miss seeing you at the Hollywood show. Now, is that this weekend? Are you? What's going on with that Hollywood
show? The 30th.
Of June, right?
Or is it June? The 30th.
This is coming up, Fred.
This is the 30th of June, and
get on that microphone so we can hear you. You're like leaning
back.
Get closer.
I like the effect.
Yeah.
I like being near you, but yet being really
get closer
far away.
There. Closer.
I know. I understand.
Please.
I understand.
By the time this show airs on 790K, you see the whole thing will be over with. It's 30th.
Well,
that's like Friday.
Well,
it's Saturday. Friday. What is it?
It's Friday.
Yeah, it's right. So it's over with. Sorry, we missed all of you.
Did you hear that?
Let's see. Birmingham, Alabama is listening and watching yours truly here, Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer, talk about the show. So if you have some questions or comments, you can always get in on the chat room at Facebook Live. And John Carty says that the 50-year anniversary of two safeties in one game is coming up this October. What is it? October 21st? Is that right, Fred? Two safeties in one game?
Yeah.
50 years ago you did that?
I think it's more like 100.
Yes.
It's 100
you
years
are only 55 years of age. You were 5 years old when you...
yes, exactly. Yeah.
Jim DelGhazio, and who was the other guy that always forgets?
I can't tell
somebody.
You.
Hunter. I got him.
Good man. Hey, there you go.
Scott Hunter.
For that, you don't have to do the second half of the show.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Jim DelGhazio and Scott Hunter.
Write it down. You may want to write it down.
Because I'll need it later in the show.
Well, I may bring it up.
Yes, that's going to be a test. And here's that's the amazing part of this record, two safeties in one game, is that Fred Dreyer did it against in the same quarter against two quarterbacks. You must have, like, wiped the first guy out, and they took him out and brought the other guy
well,
in.
Well, I wiped the first guy out, and then I went over to the sideline, the Green Bay sideline, and I demanded them give me another quarterback.
Really great. That record was there's footage of that somewhere on YouTube.
Oh, are you kidding?
I think it was just U2 at the time. It didn't have the boob on it. It's just U2.
Yes, well.
It was that back in that day. All right, let's get into this Rob Manfred thing because we have to chime in on this deal. Here's what happened in case you missed it. It's been out for a while now, a week or so. Rob Manfred, he admits giving the Astros immunity, the players, in the sign-stealing scandal back in the 2017 World
Series.
Yeah,
this is what the FBI does, folks.
This is granting immunity to players for their cooperation with Major League Baseball's investigation into the Houston Astros sign-stealing scheme. And they did it all year long. It shouldn't just be Dodger fans that are upset. Yankees, you got blown out of the whole thing over this thing. He says, quoting Rob, Major League Baseball genius, he says, maybe not my best decision ever.
Oh,
I mean, he's a Major League Baseball commissioner. And, you know, Dodger fans all over Southern California, they were smacking their foreheads. And Rob Manfred, MLB commissioner, made that admission during an interview with Time Magazine that was published last week. And in a report issued on January 13th, 2020, Rob Manfred signed the 2017 and 2018 Astros for violating rules that banned the use of video equipment to steal signals during a game. And the Astros did it all season long. They did it in the playoffs. They did it in
the year before.
Yeah. They beat the Dodgers in seven games. And everybody was saying, oh, the Dodgers, their pitchers are tipping their signs. You know, they were making fun of pitchers on the Dodgers for tipping their signs. And they were all cheating. And if the players talked about it, and
they did nothing.
They gave him immunity.
They did nothing.
So the general manager of the Astros, if you'll recall, Jeff Luthnow and manager A.J. Hinch were suspended for the 2020 season. And later on the same day, the report that was issued, both men were then fired by the team. But the owner, Jim Crane,
he gets to cheat another day.
This is where you come in because you are upset.
He gets to cheat another day.
Yeah.
He was told the year before. And he sent a letter that everybody has that says he's sorry, he won't do it again, and by golly, he did it again the following year, yes. Which was 2017.
But he claims he knew nothing about it.
Exactly.
And he's this the owner guy, of the team. I know nothing.
This is the guy that should be working for the DOJ or the FBI.
I think he
this
is.
This guy.
I think he is.
This guy is such a punk, it's unbelievable.
Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, scot-free. I think he got to what? They were fined $5 million, had to forfeit a couple of draft picks is what they did as part of the scheme. And back on February 16th in 2020, Rob Manfred,
yes.
Major League Baseball commissioner, suggested to reporters that having to live with the scorn from being associated with a scandal of this magnitude was punishment enough for the guilty players.
Oh, it really
These
was.
These cheaters stink. They're all over the league, still playing. They get booed everywhere.
And they deserve everything they don't get.
That's exactly right.
They don't. They don't deserve a world championship. They don't deserve to have the ear of great of fans who pay hard money to who assume that if the fans care, that the the ownership and players would care. That's not necessarily true. As a matter of fact, nobody cares. Just like the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, it's government baseball. I said this 10 years ago.
You did. And it still goes on. And so here's my thought when we come back. Why does Rob Manfred still have his job? This guy's the commissioner of baseball.
Now you're really going to get me excited.
I want you to take a deep breath, relax, and we're going to come back and get your comments on this, too, in our chat room. Email freddryer@crntalk.com. This stinks. It makes baseball. Will you hear what Manfred said? I'm going to recall some bitter memories for you, and then tell me this guy should be thrown out by his heels and put somebody new in as commissioner. Bring back Judge Landis. This wouldn't have happened with Judge
yes.
Kershaw. Was it Landis? We'll
so.
Be back.
You think so, huh?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer.
Yes.
This week, talking, it's, all-star break coming up here, and we're going to talk a little bit about baseball and what's going on. And Rob Manfred, Major League Baseball commissioner, is living in the past, everybody. He's still reliving. He talks about the scorn.
He's hiding in plain sight.
Talks about the scorn that the players that he gave immunity to will face in the league. This guy is not sleeping at night, obviously. If he comes and gives an interview with Time Magazine last week and talks about the 2017 and 2018 seasons with the Houston Astros cheating and stealing signs and taking the championship from the American League, taking the World Series from the Dodgers and the National League. And Manfred in 2020 suggested to reporters having to live with that scorn from being associated with the scandal of the magnitude was punishment enough for the guilty players. And he says, if you look at all the faces of the Houston players as they're publicly addressing this issue, they have all been hurt by this, Manfred has been saying. It's a quote. He says, quoting again, they will live with questions about what went on in 2017 and 2018 for the rest of their lives. And frankly, it's rare for any offense that you have a punishment you will live with for the rest of your life. Well, Rob is living with it now. He's the commissioner.
Did this punk actually expect people to believe this crap?
Yes, and he seems to have had a change of heart since then, because on this Time Magazine article, in it, he said some of the decisions, quoting him now, surrounding the Houston situation, I would like to have those back. When he asked about regrets, he said, I'm quoting him now, I'm not sure that I would have approached it with giving players immunity. Once we gave players immunity, it puts you in a box as to what exactly you were going to do in terms of punishment.
What a loser.
I might have gone about the investigative process without that grant of immunity and see where it takes us. Starting with, I'm not going to punish anybody, maybe not my best decision ever. So,
weasel.
The Dodgers didn't respond to this article.
He should be slapped, this guy.
Manfred said he'd like to take back another comment he made in 2020, in which he defended his decision not to strip the Astros of their 2017 World Series title by referring to the commissioner's trophy that you win in the World Series as, quote, a piece of metal, end of quote. He said later now in this Times article, if I could take back the rather flip comment I made about the World Series trophy at one time, I'd take that one back, end of quote. Ugh. This is Major League Baseball commissioner calling the trophy that
he's
everybody plays
foremost,
for a worthless
American criminal.
A piece of metal. Well, you think?
He's American criminal.
They should take him out of the job. I mean, after he admits all this stuff, if he's stupid enough to do this instead of keeping his mouth shut, get rid of him. He apologizes. He said, in an effort to make a rhetorical point, I referred to that World Series trophy in a disrespectful way. It was a mistake to say what I said. And he expressed further regret during the Time Magazine interview.
What's this loser's name, Manfred?
Rob Manfred. That's the Major League Baseball commissioner, Fred.
Yeah. Well, you know something? I was told a long time ago by many wise men in my youth, if, in fact, you care more about the truth than somebody else, something's wrong.
Yeah.
This guy, this Rob Manfred, this guy should be jailed.
Well, he should lose his job.
He should be investigated. He should lose his job, certainly.
But the players should be.
But here, that's exactly right.
The players
I heard, in a reference to Rob Manfred's mea culpa here, I heard that Justin Turner of the Dodgers at that time said, well, I just think that maybe we should just, move on and be above it. And
Well, but Dodger players were upset. I'm telling you.
They didn't advocate for anything.
Because the management of the Dodgers stopped them from saying anything.
They didn't advocate for a thing. They didn't come out and say, as I am now, as you can hear it in me.
I'm
so outraged at this as a man who had some respect for the sport and for the institution of it all. And now what do you have? You have nothing. You don't have anything. You got people at the Dodger Stadium nowadays saying, you know something, if you really care about the Dodgers, and when the Astros come out to play the Dodgers this next couple of weeks, you ought to just stand up and boo every time certain players come to bat.
And you should.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, you should.
What is that going to do?
But what else can a fan do? What else can a fan do?
Do you see what people are doing nowadays? Wait a minute. Do you see what people do nowadays when they want to protest stuff? They do a pretty damn good job getting people's attention.
That's true.
But these people out here do nothing.
Well, here's the thing. It's like if you had this Major League Baseball commissioner who's now admitting all this should be removed. They should have a meeting and get rid of him. I'm telling you, it just stinks that they're still talking about it, and now he's changing his mind. So what? So he can sleep better at night? And just give him
a bonus to shut up.
And take the World Series trophy away. Nobody won it that year. And that's so you wouldn't have that under, what was it, Judge Kenan Shaw Landis? Was that? Kershaw Landis, was it?
Well, it could be if you
want. Was it Martin Landis?
Whatever you want. Remember, as long as you want it, it's okay.
That's it. I'm telling you. It really is a terrible thing, and we missed it last week. We had to bring that up. I'm sorry.
I'm glad we did bring it up because I'm not done with it.
I know.
So the sooner we get to the World Series, and if Astros are in it, I just may have something to say nationally about all that.
All right, let's take a look at baseball during the first half.
Did you hear that, though?
Yes, I heard you.
Yeah, and what would that incur? That would incur me standing up, going on certain television shows around the country and calling for the destruction of the Astros.
Okay, there you have it.
Honest to God.
I mean, you've been upset about Jim Crane, and I am too. Okay, let's look at baseball surprises in the first half. First off, the National League West. You know, other than the Rockies finishing in last place, and they're still kind of in last place here at midseason, you got these, you got Arizona. The Diamondbacks are in first place. The San Francisco Giants had made a move up there in second. Dodgers are kind of with injuries holding their own. Padres are supposed to be really challenging people. What's wrong with the Padres? They paid a lot of money, got a lot of people, and they're, 9-10 games back
now? There's two words.
Yes.
Character. No character.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Those two words, if you can splice them together, you can probably find out who's got character and who doesn't.
Arizona, character.
Well,
there you have it.
There's a lot of teams that come to play every day, and they work real hard. And there's a lot of players on the San Diego Padres that do, in fact, do that.
Yes.
But collectively, they've just decided the money that I'm getting, the $300 million, $200 million that I'm getting, is okay with me. And if we don't win it, that's okay too.
I'm getting the money. It's kind of crazy. And the Diamondbacks, Corbin Carroll, he's got maybe an MVP candidate, Rookie of the Year. They're doing pretty well over there. Now you look back in the take a look at the first place Rangers, the first place Reds, Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, good for them.
Good for them. They got a young team. Here's the thing. They got a young team with players that want to prove themselves, and they're doing the job with Cincinnati. Texas made some moves. They lost some people.
Got rid of their manager.
Yeah, and they got – is it Bochy? Is he taking Texas? Is that – who is it?
He's got Texas now.
I think so, yeah. I think anyway, they got L.A. De La Cruz is in their bullpen. So there's a lot of things going on over there. Alexis Diaz is in there. He's doing a job. The Orioles, look at this. The Orioles and they're matching the Rays. They're like 3 or 4 games back, and the Rays are having another great year from Tampa Bay. And the Orioles are really hanging in there. The O's they revamped their whole organization.
Hey, do you think there's anything to it?
What?
That smaller venues
baseball venues, yeah.
Have a lot to do with keeping people tethered to the job and the task at hand.
Maybe. You mean so it's not true? Such a huge, big crowd there. I like the smaller parks, I think, you know?
Yeah.
Pitching staff, the best, one of the best in baseball, the Minnesota Twins, they're first place now. They're only at 500, but they've had a pretty good year. The Twins have had more than hung on to their pitching staff, and they lead the majors in a lot of different statistical areas there. So, and then you got this. If you had to predict the batting average leader, this. Luis Arraez is he's battling. He's looking at 400, flirting with it anyway.
Good. I hope he gets it and then takes the baseball bat that he uses and goes right to the Hall of Fame with it.
Ronald Acuna Jr. is within 80 points of him. He's down there too. So the biggest payroll, the Mets. They might be sellers. I mean, they got a bunch of people that they brought in there. Justin Verlander.
Well there's something about that
Quintana.
I'll add to it.
Edwin Diaz, everything they had in there, and they're just not doing. The Cardinals are in last place also.
Yeah, well, the Mets, as far as the Mets.
What do you think about the Mets?
Well, here's the Mets.
Yeah.
The Mets are a funny team. They've got an interesting dynamic owner going.
Yep.
And he's kind of resolved and resigned himself to the fact that you don't win anything in July. And he's still several games behind the first place teams. And he's going to make a move here. He's got 90 days, 60 days, and where he can make some decisions that will rectify his position there in the standings. And I have an idea the guy will do it. He's a good businessman. He knows what he's doing.
Could be.
And he's not rattled, by the way.
Yeah, and you got the Cubs with the best 1-2 starting pitcher combo. We got an interesting baseball season. Things are going to be heating up in the second half.
Yeah.
And we'll be heating up in our next half. Stay with us.
Wendy's Strawberry Frosty is back for the summer. Because if it's summertime, it's frosty time. Beach time? Frosty time. Tea time? Frosty time. Me time? Frosty time. Treat yourself to Wendy's Strawberry Frosty this summer and make time for frosty time. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Now open till midnight or later.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary.
Hey, it's me, Ruthie, from Total Wine & More. You know how stores have been raising their prices lately? Well, lean into your speaker a little closer, because I've got a big secret to share. Total Wine is actually lowering our prices on hundreds of wines. I know, right? And even better, our new lower prices on hundreds of wines are here to stay. But listen, don't thank me. At Total Wine, we love helping our customers save big. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Wake up, people. You are optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep. And a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number.
The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is now only $899. Plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends 4th of July.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hold up. You're using Swiffer Power Mop? What would mom say?
Oh, she'd be like,
a mop and bucket is the only way to deep clean your floors. And I'd be like, Mom, this is the new Swiffer Power Mop. The all-in-one that gets you a mop and bucket clean in half the time.
She'd never believe you.
I'd say, look, the solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get into grout lines. That's why you're the smart one.
Really?
What? Mom said it.
The new Swiffer Power Mop. Don't mop harder. Mop smarter.
Welcome back here. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Kind of looking at first half of the baseball season here. We mentioned, that the Cardinals are in last place. They had they added Wilson Contreras, and I don't know how that's done for them. Obviously not that much. They're in last place. The Cubs, in the meantime, they've got some good pitching and good defense, and they're having not too bad of a year. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is having not having a bad year. His OPS is up there. He's actually getting on base more often. And so that's a good thing for him. And what do you think of the new rules, Fred? I've adjusted to them. I kind of like them. I like the pitch clock.
I have my thoughts about that.
What do you think?
I think they've got to get that guy at the 10th inning. They got to keep that guy off of second base. They got to let the teams earn the victory instead of getting a base hit or a scoring fly ball to shorten the game. That move was made specifically to shorten the game. That issue is no longer viable because the length of the games now are being addressed by the pitch clock.
Okay. Yeah.
The pitch clock has done a great deal to address that one issue, which is
the games are
too long.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one rule, and we're going to say that rule now applies to where you don't have to worry about anything else. So take and get rid of all the rules subsequent to that. But why are they still remaining to put a guy on second base to
in
open
extra
up
innings? Because they want to cut the extra innings down. I don't like it. Here's why I don't like it. It's if you put that, and for those of you that aren't aware of this, maybe non-baseball fans, if it's a tie game, it's going to go into extra innings. You've played nine innings, the game is tied. Starting in the 10th inning, the first team gets a runner on second base, and then the home team gets a runner on second base. And you start out, this poor pitcher goes out there with already a runner on second base. He didn't give up that hit. He didn't give up that run. He didn't put that guy there. He's just stuck there. And here's where it's bad. You have a home team advantage by having your last at-bats. You're giving the visiting team the advantage of having a guy on second base first, so it puts the pressure on that home team first. And if somebody scores a run, then there's more pressure on the home team when they come up in the bottom half of the inning. I don't like the rule.
No, I don't like a lot of it. And the other one I don't like is the manager or the head coach of the pitching department gets to go to the mound, and you have to leave your pitcher in for three batters.
I don't know if that's still on. Is that still?
I was going to say I haven't heard anything referenced about it or anything at all. I'm glad it's gone, and it's not a mistake that people just decide. Yeah. You know, we're going to just ignore that rule, and we're not going to say anything about it.
There you go. All right, turning to football now, the NFL, they're expected to suspend Isaiah Rodgers. There's a handful of NFL players, including the Indianapolis Colts cornerback and return kicker Isaiah Rodgers. They're expected to receive season-long suspensions.
Yeah, good.
for violating the NFL's policy on gambling.
Yeah. How much are these people making a year?
Oh, lots of money. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And they would
get on that mic there closer.
And they would. Am I going to eat this microphone?
Yes, you are. It sounds so much better too. There.
Jeez Louise.
Now the NFL said last week they're planning to reinforce their gambling policy to all players. All rookies will now be required to attend mandatory education sessions, and a group of league officials is making in-person visits to team facilities and emphasize and clarify what goes on. Here's the key rules. You're not supposed to bet on the NFL. You're not supposed to gamble at your team facility while traveling for a road game or staying at a team hotel. Don't have someone bet for you. Don't share inside information. Don't enter a sports book during the NFL playing season, and don't play daily fantasy football.
Oh, gee whiz. Well, don't do what we set up for you to do, and that's play fantasy football. Don't bet on games. That's fantasy football. That's what they've done. They've told everybody in the world, literally, corporations down to individuals, to the homeless on the street, it's okay if you gamble on football. Oh, yeah, but if you're a player, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, why not? Why can't we do that?
Exactly.
And why hasn't somebody told us? What's the reason we can't bet on football? Well, you have inside information. Do you know how little inside information the teams have? They have the players have no information along the regards of deciding an outcome unless you got a quarterback and a receiver who were so into hijinks that they decide, hey, Jim, I'm going to throw you one over on the inside shoulder. So, therefore, look to the outside, to the sideline. If you want to get that crazy about it, go ahead. I've never seen anything as a player in the years I played. I've never seen anything that looked suspicious at all about how to jake a game like that.
Exactly. It's what's going on in football now. And this, I like this guy from Kansas City, the Chiefs, Travis Kelce. He's being underpaid, but he says, I don't care. I love winning. He says he talks about how much money he could have made if he had pressed the gas on his contract. But he looks now and he said, my managers and agents love to tell me how underpaid I am. He watched Tyreek Hill force his way out of Kansas City last season with contract demands, and Tyreek was traded to Miami, signed a 4-year, $120 million extension, including $72.2 million guaranteed. And quoting Travis Kelce, he says, quote, when I saw Tyreek go and get $30 million a year, in the back of my head, I was like, man, that's 2 to 3 times what I'm making right now. I'm like, the free market looks like fun until you go somewhere and you don't win. I love winning. I love the situation I'm in. So this guy doesn't care he's being paid less. He likes to win.
Good.
He's glad
he's
on Kansas
City. Shut up and then make the catch when you have to. That's all.
That's it, right?
That's it. You know, stop telling us you're getting underpaid or you're overpaid or you're going to renegotiate. Just stop. We don't want to hear your problems with your pocketbook. We don't want to hear your home life. We don't want to know that you're gambling. And if you are gambling, you deserve everything wholeheartedly to punish you. And we certainly hope that you adhere to the rules and regulations. If you don't like the rules and regulations, quit and go play baseball for the Astros.
Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn, it's the Fred Dreyer Show. And I'll tell you, Kansas City Chiefs, they neutralized the dominant Philadelphia Eagles in this in Super Bowl 57, last year's Super Bowl, or this year's Super Bowl. The Eagles, let me get your thoughts on this. They came to the championship game, the best defense in the league, leading the NFL in yards given up, had 78 sacks entering the game, league high. But in the Super Bowl, they didn't get a single sack. The Chiefs won the game 38-35. Now, 4 months later, the Eagles defensive end, Brandon Graham, said it wasn't the Chiefs' offense line that halted them. It was the field. He said, you need traction to be able to get off the block, and we were slipping a lot. He did an interview with Sports Take, and he says, quoting, I don't make excuses. I just know that that's what was being talked about, us trying to get out of our own head a little bit, too. So
what does that mean?
They're blaming the field. And apparently, the sod father, said that the field was too wet during the Super Bowl.
Jesus.
So
it's just too much, you know.
That's a little more analysis, a little too late. Four months too late, right?
No one cares. God, nobody cares. You know, I could sit here and tell you a story of all the misfortunes and the injustices that go along everyday life to people right outside here on the boulevard.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. And they don't care about these football players complaining about, we didn't have enough traction. He's about 6 months too slow with that observation, if it is an observation.
There you have it. Now, Aaron Rodgers, he's come in early and he's been practicing a little bit with the New York Jets, his new team, and they're saying that his demand for precision has sharpened up the Jets.
Hey, how about that?
What do you think, Fred?
Hey, you've got somebody other than a coach or a manager or an owner,
yeah,
telling people to get their heads out of their rear ends and participate.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't come from there, it doesn't come from anywhere.
Yeah, they said last day of the practice here before they took their break, he's shouting at people, getting them set up, getting them to know where they are. This sharpens up the team, I think, before the season goes.
That's why they hired him.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's going to be interesting to watch the Jets. You Jets fans, take a look and see what's happening.
Yeah, I hope it works out for everybody. I hope it works out for him, and I hope it works out for the fans themselves and the city of New York. They need something to help get those people off the street.
Now, in the movie Hollywood News, most everyone agrees that your show, Hunter, kept getting better and better through the years. The scripts improved. Both you and Stephanie Kramer seemed to get more comfortable in your roles. Season one had some memorable moments, and Pamela sent in some photos for us, a little girl coming in talking to Hunter there. There were famous guest stars. There was lots of action in the show that you had there. Fred Dreyer, looks like you had somebody... Yeah, gave you a right hook and you fell on a bunch of fish in a fishing boat cruiser over there.
That's my friend Tony Longo.
Is that Tony Longo?
That's Tony Longo there on the left.
See, good stuff.
Haven't heard from him in a while. I'm concerned. I don't know where he is.
Yeah, the fans called it the campy. They said it was pretty good. There's a picture of you with a one of those radiator heaters. Any reason why you were carrying that?
Yeah, I have an old car,
mm-hmm.
And I thought
you
had
a radiator.
I thought,
is that it?
I thought
you replaced it.
I thought that I would put this in the back seat.
That's
so
nice.
The people back there could be warm.
You could be warm in the back seat. That's that Volkswagen that you had, that Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Man, you did a good job with it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Fans called it campy. Many say it was their favorite season. She's talking about season one here. Sharing great photos as you had to deal with the fish, the pigeons, the radiator trouble, purse snatchers, the cross-dressers that were in there that you had. That was pretty good. Freeman King was the purse snatcher being audited.
He's always good for you.
By an IRS agent. Hey, did you come away from that okay when you got audited? IRS agent James Cromwell
John
was there.
Cromwell, yeah.
There was the best part, though, according to Pam, the listener, was the obvious on-screen chemistry that was on the Hunter Show between you and the lovely Stephanie Kramer. Because as you went through season one, through all those eight seasons, you became more flirty, more fun, and it was delightful. That show's being airing still now, right, on TV? It's on?
Yes, it is. I have an idea, though. They're going to dump one of the hours.
Oh, really?
For Quincy.
Uh-oh. Okay, so they're doing like four. Is it that what they're running on this? What network's carrying it right now?
Well, I get it on Get.
On Get TV.
G-E-T.
Get TV. So there you have it. That's pretty interesting. And, you do a good job with that. Now, there's a Jamie writes, as I'm trying to find the Hunter reboot episodes and Hunter TV movies on DVD, I'm having a hard time. I know Fred was an executive producer on the show. I have the original seven seasons on DVD. I'm a huge fan of the show. I hope that you can get back to me. Do you know if the movies are available, Fred?
I have no... Those belong to the producers.
Is that what the deal is?
I have no insight. I have no recourse. And if Steve Cannell were alive, I'd call him and say, Steve, how do I get a hold of some blanks? And how do I get this show? And he would tell me, and then I would go follow suit.
So Jamie in Lowell, Massachusetts, maybe if you call the Cannell offices, they may still have those offices open. You can call and maybe find out, right?
Well, that's what I would do. I mean, the greatest thing about today's communications are you can get anything if you push.
Just push for it. We'll be back.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All right, show flew by here today. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. He's Fred Dreyer. And a couple of things, items of business here. We got to hope you have a good 4th of July. Fred Dreyer's birthday is coming up on the 6th. People are saying happy birthday to you already, Fred. Going to be good. We want to remind you that we love our sponsor here for the show, Balance 7. You can get yourself 3 sips a day, 3 1-ounce sips. All you need gets rid of your heartburn, kickstarts your immune system. You dial 800-793-9039. You get $15 off your order. You get a money-back guarantee, free shipping, and a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. You use it.
You can't beat that deal, by the way.
It's great. 800-793-9039. Don't forget to mention the code word FRED. F-R-E-D, FRED. 800-793-9039. Code word FRED, Balance 7. Get that order in. And yeah, it's going to be great. Some final things here, if we can, take a quick peek from a picture that was sent in. A tweet from Michael sent in, Fred Dreyer and twos on an episode of Hunter.
Johnny boy.
You're 6'6", and shows you what a giant twos was. This guy.
Johnny was 6'8", about 3+.
That's it. And then Robert sent in Fred Dreyer and This is when you sort of ticked off the people at the Super Bowl, didn't you, by being reporters?
Yeah, we were reporters for the 1974 Super Bowl.
Who's that with you in the picture?
It's Carl Eller from the Vikings in the middle.
Gotcha.
And then Lance Rensel on the right there. And we were reading Carl our whatchamacallits, our our list of
questions that you had there?
Of the questions we're going to ask the players.
That's good.
And
it looks like everybody had a good time. All right, we'll post these at our website, thefreddreyershow.com. Check it out. Our podcast is up there, thefreddreyershow.com. We're here every week at this time. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. All right, Fred, some final thoughts from you as we look at the 4th of July and your birthday coming up.
From me?
Yeah.
I just can't wait to have my birthday shared here with all my friends and all
we're
the people
take you to dinner.
On the listening audience.
It's going to be a big party. Happy birthday, buddy. We'll see
Thank
you all
you.
Next week.
Thank you.